boss.
Well, she's cooking bottled water, you know, and
that's a pretty good job. Yeah.
That covers it all, you know.
Okay. Let's see. If I say whose vegetables are those, it didn't belong to you, but belong to someone else. But would you say it's
Well, I'd say they belong to a neighbor, or they belong to our daughter.
If you didn't want to say belong to, just say it's theirs.
Well, it's theirs.
Say it belongs to one man. Whose would be it's?
Well, I'd say it's their Johnson.
Or it's his.
Something like that.
Would you ever say his'n or theirs?
Well, yeah, that's used frequently in here, you know. Any time that lazy folks can use the American English language for a shorter version of speech, why we do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're taught to do that, you know, in our laziness. Why, cut every corner you can.
Sure, why not?
Therefore, in theirs and theirs and up there and all these things, you know, that we here in our own section, well, we know what they mean. Probably
mm-hmm.
somebody else from, say, a big city or something like that come in here, well, they'd have to take us for granted, you see.
Mm-hmm. Okay, say that some company came here and spent a day or so and they were going to leave. What would you tell them? You'd say, well, when are they going to come back?
When are you coming back?
Mm-hmm. Say there's more than one. There's more than one person.
Well, you all come back.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
what I wanted.
You see, you all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't say that. And in the way we use it down here, it's not you all. It's y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, you know, y'all come back.
Yeah, that's good.
In other
that's
words, we use two words, we combine two words with and make it in one. Y'all.
It's shorter
you
and
know.
Easier.
Yeah, that's right.
Sure.
It saves energy. When
sure. Sure. Well, say your wife went to church and you didn't, you stayed here, and you want to find out people who were there, how would you ask this question of your wife? You'd say, who?
Well, I'd say, who all's there?
Yeah, good. Now, if you want to find out children and the parents of the children, you'd say, who's, or who?
Yeah, who all did you see up there?
Mm-hmm.
And how about
say,
children?
Whose kid is that?
Yeah, that's right.
You'd ever say, who's all?
Yeah,
who's all
kids are them?
Yeah, who all's kids?
Yeah.
Very good. Now say you want to find out what the preacher said. What question would you ask your wife?
Well, I'd say, well, what did the preacher have to say today? What is his text?
Uh-huh. Or what all?
What all did he mean you about? And
mm-hmm. Very good.
It's like a man and woman that went to church. He didn't have it of going to sleep. And she told him before they left, said, now, John, remember, you're not going to sleep today. Now, you come right in and sit down by me, and you're certainly not going to sleep today. Well, and I want you to tell me when we get home what the preacher's text was. All right, Lissy, I'll do that. And so they went in, and the preacher got up and taking his text, and his text was, well, there was many called, but few chosen. And it was, church was rather uncomfortably cold and so forth, and he got to shivering and so forth, and nodding. And